Southeast closes out on a record pink salmon season, and the Chilkat Valley finally fills its open trooper post. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Southeast seine fishermen have finished up their record-breaking pink salmon harvest for the year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game last week announced that directed pink fishing was closed. Weekly pink catches drop off fairly fast at the end of each season, and this year was no exception, according to the department's regional management coordinator, Dan Gray.
We look at those last few openers as kind of halving every opener as you move on. So when it went from, 9 million harvest approximately down to 4 to 2 to 1, and then I think the last one was about 400,000, we knew it was all but done, and the fishermen were done with it, and the processors were done with it, and so we just kind of wrapped it up.
It will be a while before the department has all the data for a final count, but according to preliminary estimates, Gray says seiners landed 85.5 million pink salmon. Trollers and gill netters caught an estimated 2.4 million more for a total of 87.9 million.
It is an all-time record, beats 1999. And it was the biggest one ever.
Southeast commercial fishermen caught 77.8 million pinks in 1999. Pink salmon escapement, the number of fish making it back to the streams to spawn, has been very good around the region this year, according to Gray. The lack of rain has been a concern for the department, which has seen some localized pink salmon die-offs. However, fall typically brings more rain, and Gray is confident the big pink returns will make up for the losses.
I still think there's enough fish staging in the intertidal areas that are going to backfill anything that's killed at this point. There's just a lot of pink salmon there. There were still reports when we closed that there were some small areas where they were still catching bright fish.
This year's price for seine caught pinks averaged around 40 cents a pound. The biggest catches were in southern Southeast. After more than a year with only one trooper at a two-trooper post, the Chilkat Valley has a second state law enforcement officer on the job. Trooper Andrew Neeson started on the job on September 1st, filling the post formerly held by Trooper Josh Benz. Neeson put in for the Haines post after serving for about 5 years at the Fairbanks post. He worked as a trooper in the Fairbanks area at first, then transitioned to the Fairbanks Rural Service Unit, which serves 16 interior villages. Before joining the Alaska State Troopers, Neeson worked as a police officer in West Virginia and served nearly 8 years in the Army. Wildlife Trooper Ken Van Spronson was the only trooper in the area since Trooper Benz left for a Juneau post early last year. But having a so-called brown shirt or a wildlife trooper and a blue shirt, like Neeson, at a post allows the two to assist each other when necessary. Neeson and Van Spronson actually know each other from both serving at the Fairbanks post. Neeson said Haines appealed to him because he gets to work with Van Spronson when needed, and vice versa, so he'll have the opportunity to do a variety of duties.
Because it's a two-man post, there's an opportunity to do a lot of different work, not just blue shirt, not just brown shirt, but there's an and because of he and I's relationship also, there's an ability here to do everything that the troopers do. Obviously, my focus is on blue shirt work, on straight, regular law enforcement, traffic enforcement, as folks have already discovered. But in the same token, with the moose hunt that just opened, I've been kind of helping out with that, commercial fishing, those kind of things.
Neeson said he is planning on rotating his schedule to be on duty and patrol various hours and days. His office is within the Department of Motor Vehicles office, like Van Spronson's, in downtown Haines. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has issued an emergency closure to goat hunting in a portion of the Tokchinook Mountains near Haines. As of Monday, the department said it had recorded one male goat harvested in the 7 Mile Ridge area, also called Tuggahoe Mountain, of the Tokchinook Mountains. And one one-point goat is a guideline harvest set by the department due to the vulnerability of goats in the area, it says. Because the guideline harvest limit has been reached, the department orders the mountain goat season in Tuggahoe Mountain closed, effective at 11:59 p.m. Tuesday. The order is for the southern portion of the Tokchinook Mountains, from the northwest saddle of Mount Tuggahoe to Haines. The remainder of the Tokchinook Mountains and Game Management Unit 1D remains open for mountain goat hunting. And a story from CBC. A jury trial in Whitehorse is hearing the case of a robbery, attempted murder, and car chase near Haines Junction 2 years ago. 31-year-old Chris Cornell is on trial for attempted murder, assault, robbery, and firearms violation in connection with the incident. Last week, the jury heard testimony about the robbery at Madley's General Store in Haines Junction and the subsequent chase in which a police car was shot at, and the suspects littered the highway with everything from a chainsaw to a hind quarter of deer meat to try to slow their pursuers. The chase was called off when the windshield on the police car was shattered by a rifle shot and an officer was injured. A backup officer was called in to clear the highway of the assorted items littering the road. Last week, a witness testified he came across an accident scene early that morning on the Alaska Highway near Haines Junction. The witness said he saw skid marks on the highway and a vehicle in the ditch with the doors open and lights on. When he stopped to help, there was no one around, but a short time later, a man and woman came out of the brush nearby. The man was carrying a rifle and told the witness they were on a hunting trip and crashed the vehicle. The man offered the pair a ride back to Haines Junction, and they accepted. On Friday, one of the arresting officers testified the pair were later arrested at gunpoint near the Pine Lake campground. An RCMP officer said the pair cooperated with police instruction. They lay down on the ground and were handcuffed. Police found a crack pipe, a hypodermic needle, and a knife in the woman's pockets. She is being tried separately. The trial is expected to last 2 more weeks. Madley's store in Haines Junction never reopened after the incident. Moose season only started Sunday, but already 3 moose have been taken in the Chilkat Valley. All are legal. One of the moose was a 3-brow tine antler configuration. The other 2 were spike fork, according to the local Fish and Game Office. Moose season runs through October 7th. We'll try to bring you daily updates of the moose count throughout the next few weeks.
Last week, the Haynesboro Public Library hosted a cultural exchange that celebrated the Southeast Alaska and First Nations tribes. KHNS brings you a few moments from the event.
My prayer will be that Tlingit culture will be everlasting.
We want everybody to come together and communicate with each other about some of these Tlingit places and the history behind them and stories behind them and how they relate to people.
And my Tlingit name is Kahani, and my name means gift as high as man's standing.
There's many levels of our culture in our language.
Bayo, sit.
They simply did was take a rock that was rough and use it as their bead grinding stone.
And just right then, the octopus starts growing and growing in the house, filling up the house. And by then, Yupusukukeik is getting madder and madder. And he said,
no, Tlesachtuaushku, Tlesachtuaushku. I don't want it, I don't want it. Get it out, get it out.
She loved Hooligan so much, she kissed every Hooligan before she put it in the cooler.
We respect everything. The katat. We respect everything because we believe everything has a spiritual life in it.
Whereas in the traditional indigenous worldviews, a lot of times, you know, we'll say, well, how do we know how to do that? Oh, it's because we watch the bears do that.
Kanikwatl is high bush cranberries cooked with salmon eggs.
They spoke of their ancestors and those that were before them. because they respected them so much.
That's KHNS News intern Olive Del Sol with an audio postcard from last week's cultural exchange at the Haynesboro Public Library. Don't forget to join us Thursday at 10 a.m. for Talk Around Town with host Deborah Schnabel. This week's topic is the Haynes Ballot Initiative on Corporate Personhood. She'll also check in with Haynes Community Education Program and meet one of our neighbors on Hey, Who Are You? That's Talk Around Town this Thursday at 10 a.m. on KHNS. And one other quick note, mark your calendars for the KHNS Candidate Forum scheduled for September 26th at 7 p.m. in the Haynes High School open area. Haynes candidates for school board and assembly will join us to answer questions from KHNS and the Chilkat Valley News, along with questions from the audience. The forum will also be recorded and broadcast on KHNS, along with candidate interviews for the Skagway municipal election. That's the KHNS Haynes Candidate Forum, Thursday, September 26th at 7 p.m. at the Haynes High School open area. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Olive Del Sol and Matt Lichtenstein for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.